So what happened in Washington today is that the FCC under Chairman Ajit Pai decided to take away what we consider to be a fundamental right of the American people. They voted to take away net neutrality, which is effectively limiting the ability for average Americans to use the internet and to visit any website they want and get those websites and get the information off of those websites off of what is a consistent speed. So the FCC decided to allow big telecommunications companies like Comcast and AT&T to provide internet fast lanes to companies that will pay them extra money. And if you're a company that doesn't pay extra money in order to get an internet fast lane, your website will be slowed down.
Now, tell me, if you don't mind, tell me their point of view, if you can. Why do some of the folks, including the chairman of the FCC, think that this is a good thing?
They think it's a good thing because what the big telecommunications companies will do is make some sites faster. The example that the FCC chairman has used many times is that, you know, millions of Americans use Netflix, and that if they want to stream Netflix faster, then they should be able to do that. The problem with that argument, though, is that it's just fundamental science. The pipes can only go as fast as they possibly can. They can't go any faster without artificial tiering, and that artificial tiering will create more expense for the companies such as Netflix. And at Sonic, we expect that those companies such as Netflix, again, would pass those expenses through to their customers. So at the end of the day, the American public loses, not only because Netflix would be passing their expenses directly through to their customers, but also because the artificial speed tiering would, in effect, make the other websites that can't afford these internet fast lanes a lot slower. And so, for example, in my hometown, if I were to want to go to visit my local town news page and they couldn't afford for an internet fast lane, it would be really hard for me to get that news in a quick way. I might get frustrated and give up or stop looking at those sites that go slowly.
Now, one thing I've heard and has been the consistent drumbeat from the supporters of net neutrality is that it hurts innovation. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Absolutely. Look, we're based in the Bay Area. Innovation is incredibly important here in the Bay Area, but it's also incredibly important in this country. Being entrepreneurs and having small businesses or large businesses is really critically important to how we operate as a country and really a core value. Can you imagine starting a business back when Airbnb was a little business? They couldn't have afforded to pay for an internet fast lane. So how would a little company, today we know it as Airbnb, a large company, but if Airbnb was just getting off the ground and they couldn't afford to pay for an internet fast lane, how would that business really be successful? So in an area like ours, you know, in the Bay Area, so close to Silicon Valley, this is could be fundamentally crippling for all small businesses, but particularly those who are technology-focused.
Okay, now what will consumers notice and how soon will they notice it?
We don't know how soon they will notice it. Comcast and AT&T haven't come out with any plans on their activities. And moreover, they've been really opaque about their plans around this altogether. With that said, I would expect activities to start rolling out in the next handful of months. And what I would encourage all consumers to do is, over those next few months, really take a hard look at where they are spending their dollars. Customers have the most effect when they vote with their paychecks, with their dollars. And so what I would like to see customers do is take a hard look at their internet service providers now and change their internet service providers, switch to an internet service provider who supports net neutrality. A lot of our customers have been contacting us in the last weeks saying, hey, Sonic, I know that you've always been net neutral. What will you do after this FCC chair ruling? And I want to really reinforce and let all of our customers know we have operated a net neutral open and free network for 23 years. We are committed to continuing to operate an open and free network as long as we're in business.